The Voice of Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Matthew 9, 2-8. And behold, they were bringing to him a paralytic, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Take courage, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This fellow blasphemes." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But in order that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. But when the multitude saw this, they were filled with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Yeshua's authority was given to him by his Father in heaven. As we look further into a study on authority, keep the word "given" on the back burner. The New Testament word in Hebrew for authority is samchut. We see this root again in 1 Timothy 4, verse 14. "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery." In this case, the laying on is in Hebrew smicha. Both of the scriptures I've quoted so far have a common thread. Let's read another one, which may help you to see it for yourselves. Luke 10:19-20. "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." Call me mysterious, but I'm going to continue to be coy for just another minute or so. Let's read John 19:10-11. Pilate said to him, "You do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me up to you has the greater sin." By now you should have discovered the secret connecting theme in these verses. Authority is given. Or we could say in modern political terms, authority is delegated. Before revealing the punchline to today's study, let's read one more passage, Romans 13:1-3. "Let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." Sometimes in evangelical and charismatic circles, we banter around phrases which are not necessarily biblically based. In fact, they can be very misleading as we attempt to fashion our lives and ministry by Yeshua's example. We often take authority over demons or sickness or a number of other matters. I would suggest that we cannot take anything from God. Absolutely everything we have at our disposal is given by our Father. Now you may be quick to charge that I am talking semantics. However, I think a simple example may cause you to see my point. I often give my teenage children authority to choose a video from our well-scrutinized library of films. I trust them to follow their training and to make their choice wisely. However, if they occasionally take that authority lightly and watch a video when they are supposed to be doing homework, I might be more than mildly upset. Any authority God has given us should be used to further His kingdom. It should be used wisely and with discretion, as opposed to cheaply and haphazardly. 1 Timothy 5:21-22 says, "I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of His chosen angels to maintain these principles without bias, doing nothing in a spirit of partiality. Do not lay hands upon anyone too hastily and thus share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourself free from sin." God certainly wants us to use His gifts well, as we see in Romans 12:6-8. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us, let us each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. And he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. We often say, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Imagine how blessed our Heavenly Father is when He gives us gifts, authority, and wisdom, and sees us using them for His glory. Don't take what isn't yours. Perform the task delegated to you, and rejoice that your names are written in the boss's book. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.